Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:20 PM on September 8th. Special meeting here. In front of you are the, roll call.
Daniel.
Here, sorry.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, August 26th. Any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Let's start having a discussion about the Donahue Engineering Service Agreement. Michael. That's you, buddy.
It's up to you guys okay. on that agreement. basically what it is, it's just time and material. And what I understand is it also protects them along with their insurance that they are working under a contract.
Okay.
So if something would happen, their insurance, they are covered. Their insurance will cover them. As far as coming, you know, at a drop of a hat and rushing right over, you know, because we told them, no, because that's not a retainer. By signing it, it doesn't cost the city a dime. It's just a figure. And on that agreement, that's good for a year and a half, 2 years. Call them. They do come in a timely manner, though. They have never not came to our aid when we needed them, at least within 24 hours. Like I said, they bill the time and material. That's about all I have. I mean, I brought it in front of the board again because we never made a decision the last time. Just put whatever you guys want to do.
Okay.
Basically, it's a time saver for you, correct? I mean, as far as when something does happen, we've already got an agreement in place, and it's basically a time saver for you to get things implemented, or you don't have to drive back by the shop to implement correction.
I just call them on the phone, and they will come and do the job, and then doubles. Against that, you know, which, like I said, the $10,000, that's just a figure. I don't see us going over that anytime because, you know, unless we totally, you know, reprogram the whole system.
Well, and you don't really have the money for it anyway, so.
Oh, no. And the things that are coming up that need to be programmed into contractors, that's going to be their responsibility to pay for that, to have the programming done. Well, as far as the new lift station.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things, obviously, I pulled out. First being that the agreement, you know, continue until the end of 2015, and it may continue up to the end of 2016. Obviously, yes. Anything above $10,000 or anything exceeding $10,000, that would have to come in front of us. My assumption is, if it were something you were going to do that was even $6,000 or $7,000, you probably would bring it to us anyway. So,
yes. So
in that regard. But to me, what I took out of what you had said last time and what you said again is that really what it sounds like, they need something for their insurance purposes. That when they come over, they have something that's a signed agreement between the two of us is what I kind of
heard.
Right.
So from their perspective, they are working for us.
Right. For their perspective, maybe it covers them a little bit more.
I don't know.
T&M and they're still, I mean, it's still conceptually the same.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be here at a liability risk. They would put themselves in a
liability risk. So, thoughts, comments, questions, ideas?
It's just an unusual service agreement with no value in regards to cost, which is unusual because normally service agreements have a service agreement cost.
For the actual, for just having the agreement between the two companies.
Right.
And that's not included, it's only time and material.
This is strictly time and material, so. And again, they've been responsive. They've been great to work with. They've done everything we've asked them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from a time and material standpoint, it's not uncommon for us to use contractors or people, time and material. So this is no different than time and material, and their liabilities insurance would still cover them if they're working for us time and material or if they'd work for us as a service agreement. So
is this doesn't make them the exclusive firm, though, right? This doesn't exclude other firm, us to be able to reach out to other firms to come in and work for us.
No.
Yeah. I just want to make sure, you know.
No, the only other one that we work with is, which Terry and Shaw, is Spectrum Engineering. We work with them also. Those are the two firms that program our part of the SCADA system.
I just want to make sure. I just wanted to make sure of that because, you know.
No, because the software and everything, like, we own the software.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you used them once and you didn't like what the fees they charged you, you just don't have to use them again. Correct?
Yeah. Right.
You could get somebody else.
Yeah, I've been satisfied so far. You know,
right.
Answer one.
I'm stuck. I just don't see the value.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, the value really is to them to protect them, it sounds like. I mean, what they're telling us in that regard is that that puts them, quote-unquote, under contract with us, but it's really up to Mike as to when we use them or not.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Dan, do you have strong opinions one way or another on this?
We're just trying to put it two and two together as the absolute benefit. What is the benefit to us?
Yeah.
What is the, is this an absolute need or is it an absolute something that, how does this benefit, how does this really benefit us, I guess, is again, you know, is there, sounds to me, again, like Walt was saying after listening to that, it's like, does that benefit them more than it benefits us, or does it, what does it really do, other than what we currently need?
On this one paragraph, it says under project description, it says the on-call service agreement provides a limited amount of design and programming services as needed by the city to maintain and update the wastewater SCADA system. So does that tell me that they're not going to bill us because it's going to give us a limited amount of design and programming services?
No, they will do those services, limited services, up into the $10,000 and then stop, unless you agree to more.
It doesn't mention, I mean, you've got a budget to work with them, right? $10,000, and that's a cap?
That's just the number we threw in there, yeah, basically.
Yeah, but
and
that's
if it would exceed that, you know, we would have to have, it has to be approved by the city before it would ever go any higher than that.
So they're not, you know, to me, they're not providing me anything unique or different than what we're already doing today and what we're paying for today.
So what I think I hear you saying, Walt, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I think I hear you saying is that, I'm just going to throw out a couple of names. GAI could come in, obviously we've used them in the past. They could come in and say, well, we want the service agreement and have the same type of thing. You just transfer out Donahue and put in GAI. You could do that with United. You could do that with Structure Point. You can do that with all these different clubs, and it's not going to give us any more.
It doesn't put
up,
us at the
down,
top.
Left, yeah, or right than what we're currently in. Is what you're saying?
It doesn't give us any more leverage. It doesn't give us any more priorities, because the purpose of a service agreement is exactly what it's there for: is to lock in a revenue stream and a customer.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't lock us in as anything.
Yeah. It really doesn't lock them in for anything additionally.
Yeah.
Can I just make a quick comment? I don't think this is about the city. I think this is about them. This is something that they wanted to have in place, if I recall, Mike. They didn't want to have to redo, like...
temporary contracts.
Temporary contracts and have them. This gave them the ability to just have this and to get
it,
so I don't think
it's the ability to make,
it doesn't hurt the city at all. It's really not about the city. It's about this is what they want in place, so they don't have to constantly have temporary agreements and contracts.
So I don't know if we have a temporary agreement with them today.
I do now because I just had them do work.
Okay,
a couple weeks ago
at time and material.
Correct.
So, but we didn't sign a contract. They're just going to send us a bill.
I said it was pending on this to see what we do here. And if not, then we'll probably have to have, I don't know if they'll just accept a PO for it or whether we'll have to do a temporary for that job. Because when he done that job, they sent me this, and then I brought it to the board for you guys to review, and then we review it tonight, and I've had that bill, and that is pending this, but, you know, I don't know if we'll have to do a temporary or whether if we do this or how we'll do that. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, so we've got a year under our belt today because this was introduced a year ago.
I had them update that. This is a new date.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying we've experienced it now without a contract for a year. Did we have any problems?
We've used them a couple times.
Okay, but we paid them time and material.
Mm-hmm.
And they billed us an invoice, and we paid the bill. And
they did.
And so.
But does this limit, you know, if prices go up, this locks them in for?
No.
The
rates?
I mean, they can't charge us any more than, I mean, the hourly wages that's being proposed here. This would lock them into those hourly rates.
Billing rates are in effect for 2014 and may be annual or adjusted annually to reflect labor cost increases. So it's only locking us in for 2014. So for 15 and 16, those hourly billing rates would change. Although, again, that's not going to be any different than what we're doing right now, because those hours, I mean, those billing rates are going to change in 2015 or 16 or whatever as they see fit.
Right.
Well, I guess I would say if they would lock us in for 15, 16, I mean,
at those rates?
Yeah, it would lock us in at a certain rate, so I could see where this could be a benefit.
To us?
To us.
But why do we have it compared to that it's a competitive?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would say that they would probably want some exclusivity. Is that the right word?
That's an asking.
Is that a word? They would want to be the exclusive provider, I would guess, if they locked in those rates. But I don't know. I'll be honest, Mike. I'm kind of like, we can sign it and it doesn't really change anything, or we can not sign it and I'm not sure it really changes anything. I mean,
the temporary agreements if we have to do those.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I threw it to the board.
Yeah.
Either way, you know, if we have to have the work done, we have to have it done.
Right? I think, Mike, you've done a great job of doing everything you said that you would do for them. But if this is such a great thing for them, I wish that maybe they should have been here. Because they're really putting the monkey on your back trying to sell us their agreement, and there's nobody here representing them.
I guess the one benefit it sounds like, and again, this is what they're telling you and what you're telling us, is that it sounds like the one benefit would be that we wouldn't potentially in the future have to have these individual agreements for this small work that's going to be done.
Correct.
Right? So I guess ultimately the question is, does us signing this service agreement for on-call services, does that end up saving us time in the long run? Because really that's what we're talking about. That's going to be where the savings is going to be. It's not going to be financially, because they're going to do the same thing now or later. It's going to be about time. And if they have to wait for small service contracts, then they have to wait for our next Board of Works meeting, basically, is what I hear you saying, or what they're telling you. Whereas,
unless I can sign the service agreement,
yeah. If it's you know, like your normal dollar amount that you can sign for,
it says a lump sum of. Never mind, that's wrong. I think it's, to me, it'd be from a business perspective. Mayor, my recommendation is we continue to do what we're doing today, and that way we know whatever, we have a document trail for everything that's done and quoted, and without just automatically doing stuff under a blanket agreement.
Okay.
So.
And Dan, what do you think?
Well, how many times a year do we have to, I know that's random.
Last year, I probably had them in three, maybe four times.
So four times, if we had to wait for the next Board of Works meeting to make a call, how significant of...
it depends what piece of equipment it is.
What piece of equipment broke.
So whether it needs to run, you know, in the next hour or, you know, it can wait, you know, a day or two. It depends on the equipment, basically.
And I think in those modes, we have the right people in the right places to expedite things.
But like I said, to be honest, we'll get the work done either way. So,
yeah.
They asked me, so I throw it out there, and if you say no, then as well, the only way we can do it is by PO. And it'll still be time and material, you know, it's not going to be upcharged any, so it'll be the same.
Yep.
I just threw it out to you guys, however you want to do it.
I appreciate that, Mike. I mean, I think it's certainly a different way to approach it. And I don't think necessarily the concept is a bad concept, but I think there's some issues that it sounds like the Board of Works doesn't see a need for or doesn't see a, you know, worthwhile.
I think it also opens the door up for other firms to come in with that type of a thing. And, you know, now that after our discussion, it seems like it opened the door for, like, say, DAI. We can have one, and they can have one. And of course, we've got all these
service contracts.
Service agreements. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Okay, so sounds like you got your answer.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Okay, next up is the American Structure Point engineering agreement. A couple of things just to note on this as you probably look through it. Jeff, you want to make, I'll turn the table over, or the floor over to you here in a moment. But
sure.
I think kind of something to note is that the city, as I had told you before, applied for a planning grant from the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. We've been notified that we have been awarded $40,000, so that'll pay for about half of the project itself, which I think is really great. That's great. That's 50% off our project cost to the city. This project, the firm itself was chosen through the method in which we had to take for the grant. Let's see, Dan, you were on that committee,
yes.
Correct? And I'm thinking September McConnell was on it. Was Jackie on it? Dave Sewell, Jeff, myself, I think. So you and Jackie were from council. I was from board. Jeff was from community development. Dave was from planning. September was from nonprofit. Was there somebody else?
I think there was somebody else.
There was more. I just don't recall who they were off.
Yeah. But we tried to get a pretty good cross-section of individuals to pick the firm.
Somebody from the school.
Is there somebody from the school?
On the steering committee?
No. We're talking about the who chose the firm.
Oh, okay.
But long story short is that there was a couple of, well, we solicited firms, got it down to a couple. We interviewed a couple. Structure Point was the one that was chosen. Obviously they've worked in the past on our 205 project, so they're well aware of Columbia City, our needs and our issues, if you will. So Jeff, I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. As the mayor had indicated, we did receive the award notification from OCRA. Along with that award notification was the environmental release, and once that was in hand, now we can go ahead and enter into the contract with Structure Point. I got with our grant writer today, administrator, up at Region 3A, Christine Chrisley, and she confirmed that yes, we can and should go ahead and move forward with the execution of the document tonight. I have provided that document with Rosie, and it has met previously with review from both our legal counsel as well as OCRA, so there's nothing new to this. As the mayor had also indicated, it's a $40,000 planning grant goes towards total contract agreement with Structure Point in the sum of $81,400. There's two drawdowns on this agreement. First one is 60%, the second one is 40% at the completion. This project has to be completed through OCRA OCRA has to have final review of this in September of 2015. So that means the project actually has to be done prior to that, so that they can review it and close it out. So I would encourage and recommend the board does enter into the agreement with Structure Point tonight, and then we'll forward that back. There's two copies to sign, or two originals to sign. We keep one, Okra gets one, and then Region 3A will get a copy.
And I should also mention that Marcia is reviewing the Region 3A grant administration services contract, which hopefully we can bring up at the end of this meeting. We just got it today, which is why Marcia's just looking over it now. So in any case, hopefully we can enter into that potentially later, and we'll talk about that at the end of our agenda. But the point is, we don't have to have one to have the other, if you will. A Structure Point, I think, is going to be a really good company to work with. They worked actually with Kokomo on the bypass that's going around, that went around Kokomo. That was, I think, one of the big drawing points for the individuals on the steering committee, with the understanding that NDOT was looking at bypass/overpass in Columbia City for US 30, or around Columbia City for US 30. So that was a draw plus. Again, their long American Structure Point's history with the city. So those were a couple of main things. What you'll see on the scope of services page, you'll see a lot of information there as to what they're going to be looking at and evaluating. There are certain things that are described by in-state statute, actually, as to what has to be in a comprehensive plan. We're taking a little bit broader of a perspective here and making it a comprehensive community development plan, which incorporates a lot of community organizations and individuals as a part of the process, so we can have one cohesive plan moving forward, not the city's plan, Habitat's plan, the center's plan, the community foundation's plan, so on and so forth. So that's why the scope of services is fairly in-depth. It will be, I think, a 10-month planning process, I think, is what they're projecting. I think the fee is right in line with what I was kind of expecting. What else do I need to tell you?
The
questions, yeah.
The other 50% that's required, how that funding?
That will be funded out. I believe I asked and got approval from CIP to pay for that out of unplanned projects. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I was sweating for a moment. I knew I had asked, but I didn't remember.
I was remiss in mentioning that, but yeah, it's already been appropriated.
Yes, so that's been appropriated and approved by the CIP committee.
I remember that discussion, just didn't remember where it was going to
officially
end up. So.
Thank you. Yes, and that, and as you well know, that discussion took place quite some time ago. The grant process took a little longer than we were expecting, but that's okay.
Yep.
We're here now, and that's a good thing. So, just as a side note, our comprehensive plan is 10 years old this year, and usually they say the life of a comprehensive plan is somewhere between 5 and 10 years. So. It's a good, timely project. Other questions you have? You will all be, in some way, shape, or form, involved in this process. I can promise you. Everyone in this room will somehow be involved in this process. So. Okay, well, if there's no other questions, I will make a motion that we enter into the contract with American Structure Point for engineering services. I'm trying to get to the top of the page here. For a lump sum, not to exceed
$81,400.
Thank you. $81,400. I'm not finding the page for some reason. So
Four or five. There it is. Five.
Okay. As presented and as suggested by recommended by Jeff. Okay, motion second. Any further discussion or questions?
Does this go hand in hand with, you said, what Marcia's reviewing?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's not one or the other, but Region 3A will be the grant administrator for the project.
It's not a showstopper event. They both have to be...
They both have to be approved. Is that what you're saying?
Right. But
But one won't stop the other if there's an issue?
I don't think so. I mean, ultimately, okay. Region 3A has been doing the grant services up to this point because they cover our county, and the county does pay fees into Region 3A.
I just said, do we need to approve them both at the same time, or is that independently?
I think we can do them, yeah, independently. Okay. I'm sorry, I wasn't answering your question. Sorry about that. Yeah, so.
All right.
Who seconded that motion?
Oh, Dan did.
I thought Dan did, yeah.
Dan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you for that. Excited to get that thing started. That's only been a year and plus in the making. Okay, next up, the Halloween parade. Who turned this in? I missed it. I'm sorry.
Like I said, I don't have it.
Okay.
There isn't anything. I thought you told me to put it on.
Oh, I told you to put it on the agenda?
Well, someone did.
You turned it in.
Maybe I was supposed to turn it in and I forgot.
I thought you said to put on a Halloween parade. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. I will be presenting at the next meeting a Halloween parade street closing request. Sorry, guys.
I just thought maybe it was just something. It is a street closing?
It will be a street closing.
Oh.
Well, I can talk about it for a moment. Request. The Youth Council has taken up an idea that I've had for a couple of years now, having a Halloween parade that kind of in the idea that these parents go out and spend money on a costume that the kid wears for 2 hours one night out of the year. And what?
Maybe.
What do you mean?
Unless it's canceled. What?
Unless it's canceled, that's true. Yeah. Unless there's big storms that come through, but that's a different story. So long story short is that the Youth Council really loved the idea of having a Halloween parade that would, you know, the kids can dress up and there's candy still given away and all that kind of fun stuff to happen on November 1st. Start time would be, I think, 6:30. But we will get a free closing request together and hopefully I can have a Youth Council member present that at the next meeting. So I apologize for not doing anything. Okay. Next up is the request for leave of absence without pay. Is that correct? Okay. Tim.
In your packet, you see a form for request for leave of absence without pay. I do not have military orders for this assignment yet, but I've been told that they're coming. So he wanted to get this form turned in ahead of time. I'm still working with the command staff. As far as how we will make these adjustments. So that's not set in stone yet, but I'm still working on how that will work and how that will look. From October of 2014 to October 2015. So when the orders do arrive, I will attach them to this form. I just don't have them yet.
Okay. Questions for Chief?
Can we say no?
Can you say no? I don't believe we can, but not sure.
I don't believe we can either.
Okay. Oh, I know.
Somebody else would be trying.
You can try.
Certainly, it's going to put a strain on our police department. Hate to see it happen, but it's a fact of life, and so I'll make a motion that we approve the request as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is the Home Serve Repair Service to Homeowners. This was something that Rosie and I had received in the mail. Rosie had suggested maybe we put that on the agenda just for your information. This is one of those things where they come in and they say, hey, you need to have your water lines or sewer lines or whatever protected, because the city's not going to take care of it from the meter to the house or from the main to the house or whatever, depending on the situation. So it's nothing the city endorsed. It's nothing the city is endorsing, but it is something that some of our residents will be receiving. I will say I did get a Facebook message from a individual in our community that has received that letter, asking whether or not she needed to take advantage of that situation, and I explained what they were doing and why they were doing it, and said, you're in one of the newer subdivisions, you really shouldn't need it for long time, so unless you're running big construction equipment over your service lines. So besides that, I think it's more of an FYI for you. In case you get a phone call, good for you to know.
Another vendor.
Yep, that's exactly right. Okay. Next thing, bills. Got something for you, Dan. I think this is the number.
Did yours come out, Dan?
No, I couldn't get it pulled up.
Juanita could wall. Did you get yours come out there?
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to... Oh, you got them there.
Oh, wait. You know what?
That was last week.
That was last week. You're right.
I was going to say, I don't know.
I did see... I did look over them
it's
at my desk.
It's on there. The mayor, he's got them, but he can't open it.
He's got the same thing. It's not opening either.
But you sat one.
Harry. What'd you say?
Harry. You sat one.
Oh, yeah. I went through them this morning.
Unable to view file.
You want this? You can look at it.
Yeah, if you guys want to look
at it. I looked at it a second ago. Trade
you. Yep, couldn't load file. Nope.
But I got everything else, so it's connected to the network.
Well, I had my Wi-Fi off, so we'll see if that changes something. That's because my home Wi-Fi is really awful.
That says I'm connected. So.
Yes, we did spend. You can blame the utility departments for that in the street. That is an added benefit for our employees that we do.
The total is in very back. Very.
She said in the very back.
Well, maybe it is on that one.
No, it's not on that one.
I am so sorry.
Oh, it's on the one under her elbow, you mean.
Yeah. I didn't want you to see it.
There you go.
All right. Well, then I'll make a motion that we approve the bills as presented in the amount of $1,240,895.09.
I'll second that. That's fine. Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. What else? Yes. Jeff. Do you have Fall Festival modification?
As far as the street closing?
Yes.
Is that what we're up to? Okay. I made a note so I wouldn't forget.
Okay.
Yes and no.
Okay.
I contacted the tent rental company today. And they said that they would make a special exception for us.
Oh, super.
And do it on Saturday.
Super.
Yes. So I would not need a modification to the street closing.
Really? Okay. Cool. That's great then. Disregard. Mark, yes.
I do have two other ones that came in. I don't believe because they're so minor. Do you want to approve them tonight? It was the homecoming parade.
Yes, we probably should approve this.
26.
Is that normal? Yeah. Down, around,
there's
back,
a
back.
They're both the same.
Starts are coalescing.
It goes down US 30.
September 26th.
That's what I expected.
What is this for?
Homecoming parade.
No.
High school down Whitley. Onto Van Buren. Yeah, Van Buren. Down Chauncey. Down Market. Back up. Yeah.
Same as
last year.
Where are they meeting at?
High school. I think they changed it last year or 2 years ago?
Last year.
Where they did.
Yeah, they used to come from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to come from Duval, which is a
Duval and Marshall
lining up and then getting all the stuff down there.
Coming up that hill, kids on the back, falling off.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the street closing permit request from the Columbia City High School Student Council for September 26th from 4:30 to 5:15 p.m. as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? Do you guys have a chance to see this?
Yeah.
This one's signed.
This one's signed.
Oh, that one's signed. Okay.
This one's got the balance on it.
Balance.
Okay.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, here you go.
The budget now.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then the other one was an alley party, which was the Root Hawk. They wanted to close just the half a block on the 27th.
Half a block of the alley?
Next to their Root Hawk.
Yeah.
Like they had before?
The part we made one way.
Yes, the part we made one way. That's true. I don't think so. Not in time for this. It's September 27th. Yeah. If
so
they're not, then we need to revert that street closing.
Half alley. Are we talking the alley to the intersection or just to where the...
She said just to where it goes behind the bank.
So from Main to the north-south alley, just north of Van Buren and just south of Jackson.
Yeah, the verbiage out of that ordinance.
Anybody have a problem with it?
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the alley party request from Brewhawk Coffee House for September 27th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. as presented. Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Marcia? Did you have time?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And I have a copy here that if they need to look over stuff, they can. So.
I didn't see anything in it. I probably would have liked to have seen the whereases incorporated because they referenced them, but it's not. I just wanted to make sure because it says above reference grants. So I had to ask Jeff if there was more than one grant.
There's a scope of services, which I think is what you guys are probably going to care the most about.
But it's really the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs grant, but you're saying there could be other grant monies coming
in. The only thing I said when that's essentially a boilerplate agreement, but I didn't know if there was more different federal funds that all funneled into OCRA, that maybe the money at OCRA came out of different grants, because it does mention plural.
Oh, okay.
But we've only got one grant.
The money for this grant comes out of the Community Focus Fund, which is coming out of the Community Development Block Grant dollars that are given from the feds to the state.
So it's a single source.
It is a single source. That is correct.
And that was Marshall.
I'll caveat by saying that's how it was when I was there. I don't believe it's changed.
Okay. I didn't know if there might have been more than one federal source funding that program.
Yeah. They probably do it that way because there are some grant programs that you maybe, let's say we would partner OCRA with USDA, and they would administer both of those programs. I would guess, if that's boilerplate, I would guess that's probably
that,
why.
And I agree with Jeff. My guess is it's just a boilerplate statement, but I just was wondering what, it, since it said both grants, whether there was something else involved. So.
Yeah.
Other than that, a lot of this agreement is all about federal requirements and stuff that they just have to throw in.
Yep.
This whole.
So they meet. So they meet the criteria.
After page six, this one of nine are all requirements they have to meet. So
the money is held in OCRA's account.
Yes, until reimbursement is requested.
Okay.
I mean, it's. I appreciate it.
Pretty straightforward. Yeah. Perfect.
40,000.
Not the contract.
Oh, 4,400, I think.
Well, yes. 4,400. Yes.
The grants.
The grant will be for $40,000. That's correct. The grants are $40,000. Total contract for American Construction Point is what, 81.4, and the services for Region 3A is 4,400.
Yeah,
I think we got all that down. So, you okay?
I'm good.
You okay? Okay, then I'll make a motion that, let me get to the page now, that we enter into the contract for services with Region 3A Economic Development District and Regional Planning Commission. In a not-to-exceed amount of $4,400 as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay.
I think it's just you, isn't it?
I think that's what I saw.
You and Rosie.
Me and Rosie.
There's two contracts?
Yes, I think there is. I think. Okay. Marcia or Rosie, you have anything else for us?
No.
No, no?
I do not.
Board of Works, excuse me. Who are you guys? Department heads?
That's
do you have anything for Board of Works? Anything we need to know?
Do you want something to give before?
Yeah. Mike?
One real quick thing, I did get a verbal quote back. I haven't got a hard copy yet for the Ellsworth Street Station repairs over there.
Yeah.
About $4,700.
Okay. So. Okay, do you want to kind of give them an update as to what's going on there?
Yeah. They get called over there. The guys were over there working. And there's seals at the bottom where they put the pipes together and the seal is blown out. And so when the pump runs, if the lid's open, it actually will shoot the water clear out of the lid. The company's going to come in and disassemble those pipes. Instead of having those flanges at the bottom, they're going to move the flanges to the top and reinstall the piping. And hopefully the piping's still in good shape. We'll put new flanges in and move them to the top. And we shouldn't have those type of flange that's in there they don't use anymore. I forget the name of it, but they're going to install what's called a mega flange, which will hold better and won't the gaskets typically do not blow out. So we hope to do that on Thursday.
Okay, cool. Okay, Walt, you have anything?
No, sir.
I don't have anything, I don't think. It's a lot, there's so much going on, guys. I can't wait for some of this stuff to start popping. There's so much going on. Okay, Dan? Okay. Anything else? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned then. Thank you.
That's me.